Well, I know we're running a few minutes late, so I'll be brief with my closing comments as we look at some of the key long-term market factors we want to discuss. We've talked a lot about supply, demand, global trade, grain prices, drought, moisture situation, whatever the case may be. I want to talk just a few minutes about some of the structural changes that we see taking place in the industry. We believe that we're going to continue to have to wrestle with this situation where we've got excess capacity in the feeding industry. I don't think it's any secret to this crowd that we've got 25 to 30% excess feeding capacity in the industry. And those of you in the cow-calf stock or backgrounding segments, you've been the beneficiaries of that excess capacity chasing the declining supply of cattle. That won't change. But I think as we look at it, just look at the text box there, and it shows us that 1985, 10% of the fed cattle were sold or marketed out of yards that had a one-time capacity over 32,000 head. That number is now greater than 50%, and my guess is it will increase and increase significantly yet as we move down the road. So structural change will continue to be there. We know we've seen a change in who's feeding the cattle. Look at this shift over time. Who is feeding the cattle and the requirements, the credit capital requirements for the feed yards today, contrast that back to 10 or 15 years ago, where nearly 70% of the cattle on feed in these feed yards today are owned by the feed yards or the people that own those yards. It's a different business. Kevin emphasized risk management. We've got a lot of money on the line in those segments, and it is a critical, critical piece of it if we're going to be able to continue to find some profitability in the business and the enterprises that we're running. The cost side has obviously increased significantly over the last several years. You can see the increase in corn prices from the time period where we had corn basically trading in here, $1.50 to $2.50 a bushel. The elevated grain prices we've dealt with the second half of this decade, the loss in equity, we haven't been able to really catch up with these elevated costs all the way through the industry. That's a tremendous change when you look back into 2003, 2004, 2005, when we had accumulated $4 to $5 billion of equity in our feeding industry, and now we've at a negative $4 billion. Tremendous change. Again, that assumes no risk management. For those of you that have been managing risk, keep it up. And more of you are. You're making that transition through here, and I think you need to continue to navigate that way to ensure that you've got some profitability. We pulled this data together. I thought it was an interesting perspective for all of us in the room. For basically two decades, the total cost from cow-calf all the way up to the packing segment to raise, feed, grow these animals, harvest these animals, and get a product to the wholesale level is basically $775 a head. That's what it basically averaged. We get the big spike and it goes up more than $400 a head. We're still $200 ahead above that long-term average of what it's costing us to raise and produce these animals. And yet, with the demand crush that we've been through here over the last couple of years, I think when you start to tie all these things together, it becomes very clear that, yes, we all know we're in a difficult market environment, but it's even more imperative as we look down the road to recognize that all of these components that we're looking at, each one of the components, whether it's feed, it's fuel, it's fertilizer, it's protein cost, all of them are going to continue to be more volatile. It's not just the cattle market that's going to be more volatile. All of those other markets will continue to go through that. This is an illustration of the amount of open interest, amount of participation that we have in our futures markets today. Over the course of the last few weeks, we've seen a big increase in the open interest, and we're now, actually, if we look at the fund participation in our markets, it's as large as any time clear back into the summer of 2008. Some would argue that that's bad. For those that are managing risks, that's what gives us the opportunity to lay off risk in these markets and to be able to hedge off that inventory. And it's important that we have these tools. Now, we don't want things running amok on us, but it is important that we have tools that have enough liquidity that we can manage the risk on these cattle. For those of you then that are in the cow-calf and stocker business, all this is a reflection of the premiums that we've had in these markets. The premiums in the futures markets in the second, third, and fourth contracts out over the course of the last several years. If we went back into the early half of this decade, there weren't any premiums on average. Why have we been able to support calf and feeder cattle prices at the levels we have? We're making all of our purchase decisions based on these premiums. That's why we've had calf and feeder prices higher, even though it looks like when we go through the equity drains that we've been through, hey, how can they be that high? It's because these premiums are out there. So it's been a situation out here that when we have these kind of carries, it is even more important that we're managing risk in here because we've got so much more risk exposure up front than what we've had in the previous decades. I don't think that's going to go away. You look at the number of forward contract cattle, obviously, it's increasing. Forward contracts, hedging, whatever the case may be, these numbers will continue to grow over time as people look for ways to manage risk. From a fed cattle price standpoint, Kevin did a wonderful job of laying out the outlook for 2010. You can see how we've been coiled up in here at the low end of the range. Think about this, though. Why is it going to be so important that you're plugged in and you're watching the demand numbers? If we had the same demand in 2009 that we had in 2008, with the supplies that we moved through the system, instead of our market averaging $83 as it did, it would average $93. That's pretty dynamic, isn't it? That's pretty dynamic. So stay plugged in, watch your updates, watch the website relative to what the demand changes are doing on a weekly and monthly basis so you're informed as we move through this time period. Feeder cattle prices, we had 5 years where we basically traded feeder cattle from $1 to $1.20. In the last 18 months, it's been more of the low 90s up in here to $1.04 or $1.05. We've made our lows on feeder cattle. We made the lows back in here in December of 2008. We made the lows again in 2009. Those are the lows that we'll see in here through the course of the year. There will continue to be opportunities to lock in profits. I know a lot of you, Kevin mentioned the number of cattle that have been moving to the markets in the last 10 days. Why are they moving? Profitability. Cattle got high enough that they were making $40, $50 a head, and that was attracting those cattle to the market just as it should. From a longer-term standpoint, those even the cow-calf business, we see some tremendous opportunities. If we look out here and we can make some assumptions that demand is going to stabilize and gradually start to come back, It's not hard to forecast that the supply is going to continue to shrink for the next 3 years based on where our cow herd is today. So we're going to continue to contract the supply, but we're going to see these prices, once we stabilize demand and it starts to tick up, we could see a significant increase in these calf values over the next 4 or 5 years. Those of you that are low-cost, high-return producers, take a look at your operation. Now may be a great opportunity to start to look at and say, hey, is this the time I should be keeping a few more heifers, breeding a few more cows, whatever the case may be. As I summarize, I just say this again. The volatility is going to be here. I know a lot of you don't like it. Get used to it. It isn't going to change. As Dave said in his opening comments, we are in a global marketplace. It's a totally different business environment. We all have to change our business plans as a result of that. And it's going to be in all these components. All of these things that impact your business on a day-to-day basis are going to continue to be more volatile. Have a plan. Be disciplined. I think any of you are sitting out there that have tried to outguess this market over time, I know some of you got very good at it. Hadn't worked very good the last couple of years, has it? It doesn't mean that the market doesn't get to your price levels where you think it may get. It gets there earlier. These markets anticipate and price in the news much earlier than they used to. And you have to be prepared for that. It's been common. We've been doing it a couple of months ahead of time with what the data would say. The competition is going to continue to be fierce. If we were selling cattle today at 95 as opposed to 85, our margin situation wouldn't really improve for those of you in the margin side. Prices would be higher, but we're still going to have this fierce competition. So it's not going to get any easier for those of you that are operating in that segment. We're going to continue to have to manage risk. I hope you'll make that transition and start to make a walk along that way. A number of you have. I know some of you are scratching your head with that, but I think it's one that as you make that transition, we'd love to be able to help you with that as you're trying to get your hands around that part of your business.